Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. I want to ask you a couple of pertinent questions this morning. First one, on what do you base the principles that guide your life? What is the basis for your belief system? What do you utilize as your moral compass? As a Christian, what is the foundation of your faith? Now in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul says that, quote, the household of God, which is to say the church, has been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ultimately, our faith, our belief system, our moral compass is Jesus Christ himself, or at least he should be. Unfortunately, there are far too many Christians who have allowed today's culture to be its guiding force. Friends, it can be easy to let cultural norms be a driving force for what a Christian believes and practices. It is true for even some church leaders. I read an article recently that referred to one of the leaders of a mainstream denomination. This Christian leader was quoted in the article as saying, quote, the church has always moved and shifted with times. Now, is that true? Is this true? Has the church, quote, always moved and shifted with the times? I suppose you could argue that there is a certain amount of truth in that assessment. For example, our style of worship has changed with the times. In the Christian community today, we have traditional services, contemporary services, and praise and worship services. But these are different styles of worship. They're not doctrine and they're not beliefs. Brethren, hear me on this. What we believe as Christians matters. It is Jesus Christ who is the author and perfecter of our faith, not us and not our culture. It should be Jesus who we look to when it comes to matters of faith, matters of belief, and morals. Certainly not public opinion. Remember the warning of Jesus in Matthew 7:13, where he said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Friends, following the teachings of Jesus is not always an easy road to walk. It is often contrary to the culture we find ourselves in. But it is the only way to a bountiful life now and in a future eternity. Amen.